I think a really important thing to keep in mind is that for some kids, preparing them for the visit could very much trigger more anxiety as they anticipate the day. So I think there is a perfect window of time where it's not too much time in advance that they're going to spend time like worrying up until the day of, but also not too short notice. And that window looks different for every child.
Welcome to the SensoryWise Solutions podcast for parents, where parents can get real, actionable strategies to support kids with sensory processing disorder. I'm Laura, OT and mom to Liliana, a sensory sensitive kid who inherited my anxiety and my love for all things Disney. Consider me your new OT mom bestie. I know my stuff, but I also know what it's really like in the trenches of parenting a child with sensory processing disorder.
Okay, mom, enough about me. Let's start the podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. And this is a highly requested episode. I get requested to talk about how to prepare your child for dentists and doctor visits all the time. But my tips that I'm going to share with you today apply to pretty much any kind of appointment or place that your child needs to visit for the first time that might have a lot of stress or anxiety or sensory triggers related to it, and a place that they haven't been to in the past or just don't go to often, and you need to get them ready for it. So you're going to hear me reference a lot about just dentists and doctors because, again, that's the most common request I get and ones that come up often. But you can kind of tailor this to suit whatever situation you are talking about. So as always, I always start out with a caveat because not everything is going to fit for every scenario and every person. And I want you to go into the episode with a certain mindset and to keep certain things in mind. So the first thing I got to say about preparing your neurodivergent child for a dentist or a doctor visit or any other appointment that invokes fear or anxiety in your child is to remember that even adults, neurotypical adults, full-on grown people still dread getting shots, getting their teeth cleaned, getting a cavity filled, going to the DMV. There is not a whole lot of positive thoughts surrounding some of these visits that we have to do every once in a while. So I don't have hidden in this episode the answer to make your child excitedly count down the days until they get their cavity filled or to get their flu shot at the doctor. I don't even have the answer to make your child have a tear-free appointment. Why? Because I can't even get those with my daughter. The dentist, she's good with, but for shots and like seeing the doctor, it 99.999999% of the time ends with a pretty big meltdown. But hang on, I will offer you today in this episode a lot of tips to help make that day a little less stressful and give you some extra cushion, I guess, to make you feel like you've done everything you can to set your child up for success. And that is the best that we can do. We can just set them up for success and say, here we go. I did everything I could. Now let's get through it. So that's what I'm going to do for you. I have tips for preparing for professional visits like dentists or doctors or therapists. And these are things that I also do for my own daughter. And you've probably heard a lot of these tips before, but I'm going to share them again with a lot of like, oh, reminder for neurodivergent kids, this, this, and this, and this, because all of my content is geared towards parents of neurodivergent children. So one last other side note for you. I think a really important thing to keep in mind is that for some kids, preparing them for the visit could very much trigger more anxiety as they anticipate the day. So I think there is a perfect window of time where it's not too much time in advance that they're going to spend time like worrying up until the day of, but also not too short notice. And that window looks different for every child. So this is true for a lot of kids, and you know your child best, so just keep that in mind. Because for some kids, one day of prep and like heads up is enough. And some kids are good with just being prepared or told the day of. Some kids need a few weeks of practice and like role playing every single day and reminders. Like you're going to get a vaccine on this day, you're going to get a shot on this day, or you're going to get your teeth cleaned on this day. Some kids need a lot of time. But in any case, I think it's safe to say that surprising your child and like just not even telling them, but just showing up at the dentist office when it's their appointment time is probably not the best route for any sensory or neurodivergent or anxious child. You definitely need some window of preparation and like giving them a heads up. Okay, so I'm splitting the episode up. The first, the first three main tips I have are tips to like prepare before the visit. And then I have three tips for the day of and things that you could do like at the appointment. Okay, so to prepare them before a doctor's appointment, a dentist visit, whatever you have going on. One of my first tips, and you probably hear this one a lot, is to show photos and video, if you can, of the place you're taking them to, of the dentist's office or the doctor's office you'll be visiting, including pictures of the doctors or therapists or dental assistants that your child will be seeing. Sometimes you might have to call the office and actually ask them, who is my child going to see? And do you have a picture of them on your website? I don't think this is a weird question, but if you need to explain, you can just say, I'm trying to help my child feel more comfortable when they come to your office. Some offices, like dental offices and even doctor's offices and pediatric practices these days have social media accounts with a lot of pictures of their environment and other kids in that environment. So you could definitely use that to your advantage. And what this does is it just takes away the fear and that anxiety feeling of the unknown, as it allows your child to visualize exactly what to expect when they show up. So remember that the unknown and unfamiliar is a major threat, like threat, actual threat to their brain that makes them think they're in danger. It makes them feel anxious and like might trigger a fight or flight response in kids who have sensory processing disorder and anxiety and autism. So for example, how many times have you looked up on Google to see what a certain parking lot looks like or what the doors to the entrance of the restaurant looks like before you're about to visit a new place? I know I'm not the only one because I shared this on Instagram a few months ago and a lot of people said they do this too. So that's just like a little example of what that feels like for your child. Okay, the next tip for you is to talk your child through the exact sequence of procedures. So I would call the office that you're going to visit, again, a doctor or a dentist's office is my example, and ask them exactly what procedures they'll be doing and in what order so you can share it with your child. So including the waiting room, right? So you would practice through play and role play with your child, bring stuffed animals and act out exactly what's going to happen. So you're in the waiting room, like, oh, they're going to call your name, Liliana, it's your turn. Then you're going to walk to this back room. I would pull up the pictures if you have the pictures and say, then they're going to have you stand on the scale and we're going to see how much weight you've gained. And like explain the whole process, do this over and over with stuffed animals and dolls. But here's the super, super, super important part. Don't sugarcoat any of the painful procedures or things that will happen. I don't think that you need to completely scare them off and freak them out and be like, you're going to have the biggest pain ever when they put this needle in your arm. It's going to hurt so bad. Don't say that. But also don't say like, oh, you're not even going to feel it. It's not going to hurt at all. Like this is, you're going to be fine. That can easily backfire. So try to be objective and as neutral as you can be. Say like, if we're talking about a vaccine, right? They're going to put this really cold cotton swab on your arm. It's a little wet, but it's used to clean your skin. You're going to feel it be cold for like 1 second. Then they're going to put this needle in your arm and you're going to feel a little pinch and it's going to hurt for about 3 seconds. And then after 3 seconds, they're going to put a Band-Aid on it and then you can give mommy a hug or I'll be hugging you the whole time or whatever you want to say. I would also talk that through with your doctor's office. Say, can I hold my child in my lap while you're giving them a shot? Or talk out as many details as you can, but don't sugarcoat if there's going to be a time that they're going to have pain. If they're not going to have any shots, then even better. But if they have some sort of procedure at the dentist or the doctor's office that might invoke pain, don't leave that part out and don't sugarcoat it. Okay, my other tip for preparing is, this is specific. I mean, you could do this for any age of child, as long as your child doesn't think like watching cartoons is like for little kids, but I got to give it to you that Daniel Tiger has like an episode for everything. He has an episode on dentist appointments and he has one on getting the flu shot. So those are great to watch over and over and over again. I like that they show a cartoon version, but I like that they also show it in real life with real kids going through it. But if you can't find a show that depicts this in an age-appropriate way for your child, then you can just create social stories, which is just written out stories of your child going to the doctor or the dentist's office and using your child's actual pictures and the pictures of the dentist's office, put in a story that you could print out or just even look at on your screen. But you basically want to talk them through the entire process from start to finish so that they can imagine themselves going through it and completing it and doing that visit. You can go just on YouTube and search. I would screen the video yourself first before just like searching and clicking on a video with your child in case that it's like a bad reaction video or something. But find a couple on YouTube that you can show and explain to your child what's going to happen. If this is a dentist visit or a doctor's visit or a flu shot, and you go to the same doctor's office or something that you're getting the same procedure, then I would highly recommend taking a video of yourself doing it and then showing your child later, that you went through it too. All right. Now just a few tips for the day of that doctor's appointment or OT evaluation or dentist appointment. So if you can, bring a lovey or other squeeze toy that's going to help comfort or soothe your child when they feel nervous. So this can be already in the car. So sometimes on the car ride there, I'll let my daughter squeeze one of her loveys or just hold on to something that's regulating for her in preparation for getting there. But during the visit, if they're getting their vaccine or if they're getting their teeth cleaned or having an x-ray, squeezing this little lovey or a squeeze toy can provide proprioceptive input, which is inherently calming to the nervous system, and it's what heavy work is, but it's just in a small, compact way by being able to squeeze something resistive in their hands. So whichever tool you decide to bring, though, add this to your role play time when you're practicing and preparing them for the procedures and sequence of events when you practice it. So when you're like playing with the stuffed animals, remember, be like, oh, and in the waiting room, you're going to have your special giraffe lovey that you can squeeze. And then when you go back into that doctor's office, when you're sitting in the chair, you can squeeze it as tight as you want while he's looking at your eyes or, you know, whatever procedure they're doing. Another tip related to that, but more general, is to try to get some heavy input, which is heavy work or proprioceptive input, before you go to the doctor's office or even like on your way there in the car or when they're waiting in the waiting room. So very, very quickly, heavy work is any input that involves carrying, lifting, pushing, or chewing. So like gum works or chewy snack works. Obviously, in COVID, this makes things a little tricky with waiting in a public waiting room. But on the car ride there, if you could give them a chewy snack, that helps regulate the nervous system. You are not going to be running through the waiting room doing like an obstacle course through all of the chairs, which is heavy work too, but that's not what I'm suggesting. That would be a major distraction and also probably not safe. But you could do very subtle ways of getting heavy work in a waiting room. So one example is doing hand squeezes. So you could have your hands, your fingers interlocked and pushing each hand against each other, pushing that for 10 full seconds. And then when you relax, you should just feel your muscles kind of like loosen. And that is a very calming effect that your child can do. They can do this in the car, like anywhere. You could have them, if they're sitting on their on a chair on their own, you could have them put their hands underneath their bottom and have them just literally sit on their hands. Which provides some proprioceptive input to the hands. They could do wall pushes depending on how full the waiting room is and if they don't feel awkward or if you don't feel awkward. But you could also do this like right before you go into the doctor's office outside. You just tell them to put their both hands on the wall and try to push the wall down. So they're pushing for like 10 or 20 seconds, which is a good burst of proprioceptive heavy work input. And you could also do chair push-ups. So if they're sitting in a doctor's office chair or waiting room chair, and they probably have to be like 5 years old or older. They would put their hands, their palm of their hands on the seat of the chair that they're sitting on and push up so their body pushes up off of the chair, and they hold that position for as long as they can. And that's a really good way to add some heavy work while you're waiting in the waiting room. Another way to get heavy work input is if you are specifically going to a dentist visit and they're doing x-rays, or even if they're not doing x-rays, you could ask them if they have an x-ray vest that your child can keep on during the dental procedures, because this heavy weight can kind of be calming or regulating for your child. But if you have a super small child, or the weighted vest, the x-ray vest is like for adults and it's like really heavy to keep on for a long time, you can just place it on their lap or just bring your own weighted lap pad. But just the added weight on their chest or on their lap can offer some calming, regulating input for the visit. And then my last, most practical, big picture tip for the day of a big appointment, doctor's visit, whatever it is to set them up for success by always offering as much preferred and like safe and familiar meals and clothes and activities as you can in the morning of. So remember, this is not the day. If this is the day they're getting a flu shot or the day that they're going to get their teeth cleaned or getting x-rays, this is not the morning to push those non-preferred foods and ask them to eat eggs if eggs are still something they're working to learn to eat, or it's something that they never eat. This is not the morning to have them wear those shoes that they really hate that you want them to wear because it's just collecting dust. This is not the day to pick a fight for that. This is the day to let them wear no socks, wearing those old Uggs with the holes in them, wearing the same shirt that they wore yesterday, and having their hair up in a ponytail instead of like completely brushed, because you need them to be comfortable and regulated as much as possible. If you can, this is, I'm sure every parent already does this to the best of their ability, try to schedule those appointments at their most regulated times of the day, which obviously there's so many things that impact that and don't allow you to do that. But if you can, try to keep that in mind. And just adding any more sensory triggers to their day may just set them off even more. So just like prepare them accordingly for the visit by just keeping in mind their sensory cup and make sure that it's not completely empty, but not at the brim. You need some space for the emotional and the sensory input that they're going to get from going to a certain appointment. All right, that was a very quick episode, but I had a lot of those quick tips for you. I hope that they were helpful. On the way out, I just want to make it very clear to you, though, that even with all of these tips and knowing what to do and doing exactly what you're supposed to do, even if you did every single one of these tips, sometimes these visits are just stressful and they're scary and they're hard for all parties involved, especially if there's sensory stuff going on. So you are not a failure and your child is not a failure if they still cry, if it's still really hard, if you leave feeling like embarrassed or defeated. You did everything you can. Just keep that in mind. I wish more parenting accounts would be stronger in this message that even if I give you these tips, if you have a neurodivergent child, these kinds of visits are just hard and they're not fun. And just being okay with that and accepting that can go a long way. All right, I will see you guys next week. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider rating it and leaving a review, which helps other parents find me as well. Want to learn more from me? I share tons more over on Instagram @TheOTButterfly. See you next time.